What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and now let's answer our first question from a patron named Zoe. She asked, what if Alabaster Zero got interviewed by Mr. Eric and JF Cat, and she wrote a whole list of questions? Thank you, Zoe. Now, since she wants JF Cat in the episode, I found a related JoJo Fluffy Cat question from Leo.
Hi, my name is Leo. I am 9 years old, and my what if questions, what if Mr. Eric did an interview with JF Cat? Thank you!
Excellent, Leo. And thanks to Marshall and Tegan S., who also wrote in with that question.
Well, I'm glad I'm gonna get to be interviewed, because I needed to give a lot of meow-outs today.
Oh, hey, JF Cat.
First, a big meow-meow for siblings Cameron and Dylan. Then a meow-out for our patient patrons Sam and Annabelle. Sam's 12 and loves graphic novels and drawing. Annabelle is 6, loves cats, and playing soccer.
Wow, that was a lot of shout-outs.
I've got one more meow-meow for Molly, who's 8 years old, loves her kitten Lucy, unicorns, griffins, her violin, and ballet.
Wowee.
I have also got a shout out for Molly's little brother, Gabriel, who is 6 and loves reptiles and snakes and dinosaurs and phoenixes.
Cool.
And also for Bridget, who's 5 years old and just became a big fan of the show.
Cool. Thanks, Fred, for those shout outs.
Hey, am I late for the interview?
No, Alabaster, you're right on time.
Right on time to shout out Easton Amber.
Yes, indeed. So thanks to Easton Amber, Gabriel and Molly, Bridget, Sam and Annabelle, and Cameron and Dylan. Now let's find out, what if Alabaster Zero got interviewed by Mr. Eric and JF Cat?
And if I got interviewed too.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought the harp sound was gonna bring us into What If World.
Yeah, sorry, force of habit. Alabaster, why aren't you wearing your dungaree jacket?
It was in the laundry.
Really? I've never seen you without that jacket.
Well, you know, it's an interview. I figured I'd get dressed up in my nice suit.
It's covered in cat fur.
Yeah, Tabby Tallulah's been sleeping on it. I thought I got most of it off.
No, you really didn't.
Yeah, I couldn't really tie this tie either.
You can't tie a tie.
JoJo, that's rude. Tying a tie's hard. Here, Alabaster, let me help you.
I just wanted to look professional.
You look great, really. And look, a perfect full Windsor.
Maybe a 3/4 Windsor.
JoJo, can I talk to you for a minute?
That's why I'm here.
Alabaster, earmuffs, please.
So embarrassing.
You can't hum the girl from Ipanema, Alabaster. That one's fine. JoJo, I think Alabaster is taking this interview really seriously.
Oh, I know, it's hilarious.
That means we're taking it seriously, too.
That sounds boring.
Are you kidding? With the 3 of us in a room? How could that possibly be boring? Okay, Alabaster, we're ready for... Who's... Wait, Patrina?
Yeah, surprise! I'm your surprise guest.
I kind of thought JF Cat was my surprise guest.
No one's surprised to see him here. But people forgot about little old Patrina, I bet.
Oh, Patrina, I never forget about you.
Yeah, because you always show up uninvited.
I imagined her here. I was feeling nervous, and she's my friend.
Okay, Alabaster, let's just get started with the first question. How is it being a detective?
Oh, it's great. I mean, there's tons of paperwork and long days with plenty of travel, and sometimes it's really scary and dangerous.
Those are all the reasons I stopped being president.
Well, Alabaster likes it because he likes helping people.
Oh, thanks, Patrina.
Great answer, Alabaster. Now tell us, what was it like being a frog?
Compared to being a frog, being a detective's a walk in the park.
Wait, really? Being a frog was harder?
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah. I had to eat bugs all day long, but my little froggy tummy would rumble. And if I took a nap on a hot rock, I'd get cooked.
My goodness, you couldn't nap?
Maybe for a few minutes, but I had to constantly be on the lookout for snakes and owls and people with big boots.
Wow, I never thought about life as a frog.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Eric, and this is something few people have realized or ever thought out loud.
Yeah?
It's not easy being green.
I have heard that before somewhere. Kermit the Frog said that before you were even born.
I didn't realize.
It was a very popular song.
Oh, Jojo, what's got you in such a tizzy?
I'm just wondering when I'm gonna get interviewed. Okay, Jeff Cat, why don't you tell us what it was like when you got turned into a wizard? Now, that was something. I was really tall and I had a big stick that I could knock things off of even higher places with.
That's a thing.
But then I accidentally levitated myself into a tree and I couldn't get down.
Aye, magic is hard to get a hang of.
You're telling me I had to cast a fireball at the tree, but then it turns out trees are flammable.
Hang on a second. Are you the one that burned my tree down?
Probably.
That was Tabby Tallulah's favorite tree to get stuck in.
Well, Meowgie won't get stuck in it anymore, so you should be thanking me.
Oh, thank you when you stopped derailing my interview.
I think it's my interview that you're derailing.
Hey, you two. Hey, listen. We've got enough time to ask both of you some questions.
And me too.
Well, Petrina, I could actually use your help keeping these two in line, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you need a little discipline from old Petrina, do ya?
Meow, she's got a weird glint in her eye.
Oh, JF Cat, you're gonna be in such big trouble.
Alabaster Zero, I don't want you running your mouth for one more second.
Sorry, Mrs. the Pirate.
Looks like you were the one in
JF
trouble.
JF Cat, next time you interrupt, I'll turn you back into a wizard.
Can you really do that? I wouldn't try her, JF Cat. She looks really serious.
Mr. Eric, you may proceed with your questions.
Okay, thank you. So, Alabaster, our listeners want to know, why are you so funny?
Funny?
Yeah.
You think I'm funny?
I didn't say that. The listeners did.
Oh, so you don't think I'm funny?
I don't know. Maybe?
I don't know. Maybe funny doesn't sound very funny to me.
I guess not.
Good, because I'm here to be taken seriously today.
Oh, phew. Okay, yeah. It's just sometimes you're funny.
Say something funny that I said.
I don't know. It sounds funnier when you say it.
Is there something funny about the sound of my voice?
What?
I said, is there something funny about the sound of my voice?
Really? I did not get that. Oh, I think he asked.
Bop. This is Alabaster's interview.
Okay. Alabaster, it's just sometimes you talk like you're trying to sound extra serious.
Is that so?
Yeah, like, it almost sounds like you're someone who actually speaks in a higher register, but you're pitching your voice really low and making it super raspy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? I do, because I feel like you actually leaned into it when you said about just now.
Well, maybe. This is how I need to be in order to be taken seriously as a detective.
Really? That's why you're so confrontational?
Huh?
Sometimes you get really defensive about things.
I do not get defensive about... Okay, yep, I hear it.
Oh, Alabaster, I know what it is to want to be taken seriously.
Really? But you're so smart and cool.
Oh, I know being a wonderful weaver is cool to you, but some people just see a little old lady when they look at me.
And some people think I'm nothing more than an adorable putty tat.
See, Alabaster, we all want to be taken seriously sometimes, but that shouldn't mean we have to behave seriously all the time.
So I can be silly sometimes, even though I'm a detective?
Of course you can, Alabaster. Just like I can be serious sometimes, even though I tell silly stories.
Mr. Eric, this interview isn't really about you.
Oh, sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Well, we are actually running low on time, so Jojo and Alabaster, you can each answer these last questions. So what is your favorite episode and why?
Well, I don't like to think of my life as something that's sorted into episodes.
Uh-huh.
But I really love when Petrina the Pirate wove a tapestry around the sun.
Oh, thank you, Alabaster.
Meow, is it that we both have the same favorite story?
Wait, really? You weren't even in that one.
Exactly. Oh, I was just catching a really long nap since the sun was out.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But Trina, since you've been such a big helper, do you want to ask the last question?
Oh, it'd be my pleasure, Mr. Eric. Okay. Who is your favorite friend in What If World?
Oh, that's easy. It's Mr. Mouser.
Wow, I figured you'd say Fred.
Aw, he's too busy being president. But Mr. Mouser has stood by me, even after all the times I tried to eat him.
Wow.
Like right now.
Thank you for not eating me, Jojo. I'm only very slightly chewed.
Jojo, I think maybe you need to be a better friend to Mr. Mouser.
Now, Alabaster, you haven't answered old Petrina. Who's your favorite friend?
Oh, well, that's easy, too. It's very... I mean, it's fairly simple for me to say that it's you, obviously, Petrina.
Oh, boy.
You're going to say Fair Elise, weren't you?
Only because she's my detective partner. And you're like my best friend when I'm not working. And Tabby Tallulah's my best friend when I'm just hanging out at home.
See, that wasn't so hard. Few of us really have just one favorite thing. We can love many things in many different ways as they fit in the many moments of our life.
Meow, that's a lesson.
Oh, wow, you just knocked that out of the park, Petrina.
I mean, okay, I already sort of, like, did a lesson about being serious and silly and...
I think Petrina is saying that it's okay not to have a favorite lesson.
That's right, Mr. Mouser. Oh, you're such a clever mouse.
Perfect lesson, Mr. Mouser.
What? He's just repeating what Petrina said.
Mr. Eric, don't get jealous. It's just not a good color on you.
Yeah, it's not easy being green.
I don't think you could say that. See, because Kermit the Frog said that.
I know who said it. I would...
Jojo, fluffy cat, would you mind putting me back in your mouth so I don't have to walk all the way home?
No problem, Mr. Mouser. Meow.
You two have a really strange relationship.
Meow, you're getting it.
And Mr. Eric, you did a very, very nice interview. Two interviews, no less.
Thanks, Petrina. I feel like it sort of got away from me at the end there.
But remember, Mr. Eric, we don't always have to be taken seriously. Wasn't that your lesson?
No, it was that sometimes we all want to be taken seriously.
Oh. Yeah, you should have made that more clear. I gotta go. Say hi to baby Callum for me.
It's Callum. His name's Callum. Oh, Petrina, what am I gonna do?
You do it your best at, Mr. Eric, and you end on a joke.
Oh, yes. Okay. Good idea. Okay.
Or maybe just play the music and try again next week.
Oh yeah, that's a great lesson. It's okay to fail because you can always try again next
This is What If World
week.
That it was for your own good, believe me.